Thursday night. It's like a 5-second delay from when you press the button until it starts going.
Got to get to the end of the...
What?
I said maybe it's got to get to the end of the...
Yeshikoyach, but I'm going to save it for Shabbos.
Okay, yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do, save it for Shabbos. So. Yeshikoyach. Okay, let's learn the Tosfos about Kusim. Vala Kusim dis knas by Kusim. Pirish Bekunjus, the Ksova Kusim Geri Arroyo saying, V'yesh nam balav the loik tushatin bom, which is Rashi Shita, that Geri Arroyo's papashtos all over Shas means that they're not real Gerim. It's in contradistinction to Geri Emes Hain. You say Geri Arroyos. Now really, if you open a Nach, it says Beferish that Hashem sent Sancheiriv, made a whole bilbul of where people live, and he brought the Kusim into parts of Eretz Yisrael to live. And it said they worshipped Avodah Zorah, and in Eretz Yisrael we can't have that, so Hashem sent Arroyos, wild animals against them, lions. And then it says they became Gerim and they worshipped Hashem. And it really, their status is very questionable. The truth is, it says in Nach itself that they kept doing Avodah Zorah. It says that in the Pasuk too. And throughout Shas, you have this general machlokas if they're Geri Arroyos or Geri Emes. Geri Arroyos means they just became Gerim outwardly because of the attacks of the lions. Here's what's weird. The Gemara then says that ultimately in a later generation, the Gemara says in Chulin and Sanhedrin and other places, in a later generation they found a Demusiona. They found, like, they were doing Avodah Zorah. And they said, you know what, they're really Goyim. And there's no more Kusim, no more, they're Goyim. Now, the question is, and we'll try to explain everything. If that Gemara is to be taken literally, the Musiona Motzu and Hargrizim, and they said, you know, they're Goyim Gemurim. Now the question is, so then why didn't they expunge from the Gemara the Mandiyomer Geri Emesay? You know, the Gemara remains all over Shas for the question of Geri Emes or Geri Arroyos. But then the Gemara says there was a later time in history when they caught them with Avodah Zorah. So they said, the fakers. Now, if that was retroactive, truly retroactive, Igloi Mil, what we now know is called Igloi Milsalam Afreya, then really there shouldn't be a Mandiyom and the Gemara of Geri Emesain anymore. Right? If they were true Gerim, there's no way to turn a Ger into a Goy. He's a Yisrael Mumer. If a true Ger subsequently does a Avodah Zorah, so you don't say, okay, he's a Goy again. He can't become a Goy again. Once he's a Yid, it's too late. He gets Misa, he gets punished. He's called a Yisrael Mumer. But so if they were Geri Emes, so what if they found the Musiona? They should be Yisrael Mumer. Elamai, you'll say, they found the Musiona and they realized that they were playing a game all along. And really all along they had dual loyalties. So then they should have edited out the Mandiyomer Geri Emesain. He made a mistake. They're not Geri Emesain, they found the Musiona. Elamai, they were Geri Emes. So then how could you turn him into Goyim? That's one issue.
In future generations they found that. How do they know in the in-between generations?
Right, that's a good question. But if it doesn't mean, so logic, again, and if they found it then they can't make him into Goyim, they're Yisrael Mumer. Elamai, they knew that this meant that all along they've been playing a game. If that's what it means, which would make Lachari, you have to say that, or else your question is shver. How could they just make him into Goyim, right? They Yisrael Mumer. But then you have the problem that the Gemara should have, as I said, erased the Mandiyomer Geri Emesain, and there shouldn't be such a Mount Yomer anymore. It gets even more weird. In Yevamos of Chavdal and Amud Beis, we saw this yesterday, there's a machlokes about what the Gemara call, what the Braisa calls Geri Arayos. It doesn't say Kusim, it says Geri Arayos. People became Gerim for ulterior motives. So the first month, Rav Nechemia says they're not Gerim. And we said yesterday, L'chaira, not the pshat Rav Nechemia holds that your motives have to be pure. But he holds if your motives are not pure, it's an indication that your Gerim is not sincere. No, his chiddush is not that there's a din about your motives. Pshat is, if your motives are not, then you're probably insincere. You know, when you have, like we're learning, when your motives are not sincere, then probably what you're doing, so if you're not really being mekabelo, I could put on tefillin, and I'm not, and I have, my motive is that my neighbor should see that I'm a frum Jew. I don't really care that much about tefillin, or about doing the mitzvah, right? So that I can do with a bad motive. But if you're talking about Geirus, which is Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, Kabbalah HaMalchus Shemayim, so then if you don't have a good motive, then probably you're not really doing it. You're just going through motions, but you're not really being, you don't want to be part of the Jewish people. You really don't want to be part of the Jewish people. You just want to marry this girl. That's Rav Nechemia. Then Rav comes along and says that we paskin that kulam geirim hay. So Rashi learns geiri arroyos like the kusim. So that's weird. Why is it weird? Because in our lexicon, geiri arroyos means not good geirus. Throughout Shas, when you're talking about the kusim, you're talking about geiri emes versus geiri arroyos. So Geri Emes is Emes. Geri Arroyos means no. But here there's a machlokas about Geri Arroyos. Tanakama says no, and Rav says we paskin yes. Rashi says Geri Arroyos equals kusim. They became Gerim because of the fear of lions. So what gives? Taisus there in Yevamos Daf Chavdal Amud Aleph Amud Beis says this is a different type of Geri Arroyos. Kusim Geri Arroyos. What?
What's the question? I don't understand.
The Braisa makes a statement. It gives a list of the types of Gerim.
Right.
And one of the things on the list is Geri Arroyos.
Right.
One Mandiyama says they're not Gerim. Then Rav comes along and says, we paskin they are Gerim. So if you would read this Gemara and you'd say, Geri Arroyos are good Gerim or not? You'd say it's a machlokas, and Rav paskins that they are. And Rashi says Geri Arroyos means kagon kusim. But all over Shas, the words Geri Arroyos means not good Gerim. Right? It's in contradistinction to Geri Emes.
It's only a question of Rav.
But only here.
Yeah, but it's strange that this is a Braisa, and that stumbled the Gemara all over Shas. You could say, we saw yesterday, some Rishonim say, then Enecharami, it's just a question of semantics. Meaning the machlokas all over Shas, whether Geri Emes Hain or Geri Arroyos Hain, is this machlokas in Ksubas Tav Chavdal and Amud Beis. That's this machlokas. And it's just the wording is funny. Because as I said, Geri Arroyos stands for no good, and here Geri Arroyos is the machlokas. It's not the biggest kasha in the world, because Geri Arroyos here can be just a description of the historical reality that they became Gerim because of Arroyos, and in the halachic dispute about Geri Emes and Geri Arroyos, so Geri Arroyos became a catchphrase for not good Gerim. Geri Emes or Geri Arroyos? But Taisus says, we're going to get to our mission in a moment. That's about Chokas Rashi Taisus. That's going to be the problem with Rashi. Rashi says our Mishnah is going according to the Mandiyomer Geri Arroyos. Tosfos says it doesn't make sense that you have to give knas. You have to be a Jew to get knas.
Yeah, it's simple.
Right. So we'll learn. No. So first, I want to talk about kusi. Tosis in Yevamos says that the words geri arayos here in Yevamos do not mean the same thing when you say kusim geri arayos. It just means something else. Same words, different meaning.
The Tosfos says it applies to any.
Geri arayos here means someone that became a ger kusim arayos. And when you say kusim geri arayos, it means no good gerim. It just means something else. Now, why wouldn't the kusim be good gerim, even according to the Man D'Yomer here, that geri arayos are good gerim? That's what Tosfos is bothered by, right? That's your next question. He says because the kusim worshipped Avodah Zorah from the very beginning. From the beginning, because really it's a beferish pasuk, as Eloheim hayu ovdim. They still retain the vestiges of worshipping Avodah Zorah. So Tosfos there then says, so why is there a mandiyama geiri emes? It says beferish in the pasuk they worshipped Avodah Zorah also. So it says kosavar deshuv nizgayru legamri. Now, this is very, very weird. It's almost unbelievable. In other words, you open a Nach and you see that these people became Gerim because of fear of lions. That's for sure. That's the reality. That's the story. They became Gerim because of fear of lions. The Pasuk then goes on to say that they continue to worship Avodah Zorah too. The Pasuk. You don't realize that when you learn through Shas, and you learn Geri Emes and Geri Arayos, you don't realize it's a really important. And Tosfos in Yevamos says that therefore even the Man D'Yomer here in Yevamos that holds that Geri Arayos is good, meaning Rav's Psak, not like Rav. Tosfos says Rav's Psak, who holds Geri Arayos is a good Gerus. But the kusim are taka no good. And their geri arayos means no good. Taka means something else. It means no good. Why no good? Because they worship the Avodah Zorah. What? But I know, but all over Shas, the way you say that is by saying geri arayos. Yeah, okay, so that's what Tosfos does. It means something else. It's the same phrase.
The Jews.
No! Geri arayos holds they're not Jews.
Right.
Not the kusim. The kusim worshipped Avodah Zorah from the get-go. That's what Tosfos says. Then what about the Man D'Yomer Geri Emes? So Tosfos learns afterwards they became good Geri. Now I remind you that then the Gemara says after that they found the Musyona. So that means when you're talking about, no wonder everybody's mixed up about kusim. It means there were four distinct. There were either three or four historical periods. They became Gerim because Arayos, that's for sure. And they were still connected to the Avodah Zorah. That's impossible. Or maybe you have a Nach, maybe you're the one getting a Nach. I didn't let him answer.
But then according to that, my question then still does apply. Then what happens to the intermediate?
Yeah. So we have to clarify all these things.
Are we forced to say that they only converted at one point?
Adaramba, they could, according to the Man D'Yomer Geri Emes, there was a second historical Kufa when they became Geri Emes. That's the Man D'Yomer Geri Emes, that's what Tosfos says.
But could it be like...
But then there was a third Kufa.
But could it be like we learned yesterday with Beijing that there's two stages in Gerus and the first stage...
Well, that we'll see according to Rashi. Thank you very much. That we'll see according to Rashi. That's why it gets even more complicated than this complication. Because according to Rashi, I don't want to jump ahead, I want to go in order. According to Rashi, even at the Geri Arayos, it seems they were still Jewish to a degree. They were considered Jews. Welcome Beis Perek Yud Zayin. We'll be up to there soon in the Nachshir. Not that soon, don't hold your breath. By Yishalach Hashem Bohem. That's our arayos. Behino mamisum osam, they're killing them. And some kohanim came there and taught them to worship Hashem. Vayu yurayim es Hashem, es Hashem hoyu yurayim, es Eloheim hoyu ovdim, kamish betagoyim b'sher hoglu osam yishom. And that's how they stayed, that's what they did. They were... So... Vayu agoyim ha'ele yurayim es Hashem, es besileim hoyu ovdim, gam b'neihem uv'nei b'neihem, kasher osu avosom heim osim, Ad Hayom Hazeh. Okay, but when the Navi writes Ad Hayom Hazeh, this is Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu wrote the Sefer Malachim. So Ad Hayom Hazeh means till the days of Yirmiyahu. Tosfos says that the Mandiyoma Geiri Emes Haim hold that there was a later Tkufa when they became regular Geiri. But now, if you hold, but then the Gemara says they found a Demusiona and Hargrizim. They found a Demusiona and they declared them to be Goyim.
From what point on? Or from that
right,
point backwards?
Right. So the Chayra, okay, let's put this on hold, it's complicated. Now let's see Rashi. Let's see the difficulties Tosfos has with Rashi. Rashi learns that our Mishnah in Eilon Iris that puts Kusis in the list here, Pirish Bekunja, the Kosova Gusin Geri Aroyosan, the Yeshlam Balab Lekas Chatinbom, Zelofishi Tosoi, the Gesalkadaitin may Koraba Orel, the Benachruson, that's the Geyuson, is an Isser Chasnus, is an Isser like the Schatimbom. Yeah. Umash appears to Ksova Gusum Arugeri Arroyal Saint, Lonir Le Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Rabbein Meir. The Imtain of Edis Kachovim eat fractoises. And they're not Jews. Of Edis Kachovim ain't Loknas. The Baruch of Perakami, Avinu Laknas, Los Lavlocha begins Benachu Yusuf. So I'm a little. To me, it's funny that Tosfos picked that Gemara. Like, if you would ask me if a Goya gets Knas, I'd say, of course not. If a Goya gets Knas, you get Knas because you violated some Ben Adam Machavero. You did something. You know, you don't give a Goya Knas. A Goya is not in the parish of Ben Adam Machavero. Another question, maybe, okay? Another question, why are they Becheskas Basula? Why do you assume they're Basula? They're Goyim, you don't assume they're Basula. So, okay, that's. And they're Goyim, but the Gemara Muki. Okay, we'll stop here. Now, we saw yesterday the Miri. Miri says the Mishnah could very well be talking according to the Mandiyoma Geri Arroyos. So now we're in Rashi. The Miri agrees with Rashi. V'nisharu be'isur chasnus. So this is here the Miri. This is their Geri Arroyos that they have an isur chasnus. This is what we saw yesterday. That's chilit. You can be a Jew in one shlav and not in the other shlav. You hear how strong the Miri says it. Even if Geri Arroyos, they're Chayovin b'mitzvos, Arein Kishor Chayvi Lavin, but there's a lot of like the Schatenbaum. Ella either for Asuim Ken Kagoyim Gemurim afterwards. Okay, that's an aside. That this Mishnah doesn't last forever. Because at a certain point in history, they Taka gave them a din of Goyim. That's what I told you. They found the Demus Yonah. How do you do that? We're in the middle of figuring that out. How do you give a Jew a din of a Goyim? The Yeshalim, if they're Geri Arroyos, how do you give them Knas? Oh, Yusa, like Tosfos Kasha. Veina Shela. Mikoma Kobhoyo Vyeshna Bechlal Mitzvos. Yeah, he's in Geri Arroyos. They were chayiv in mitzvahs, the Miri says. Love gayos mikri, so they're not called goyos, they're not a goy.
Okay. But once they reverted them back to goyim, then they were a chayiv in mitzvah. So
what is the tremendous chiddush in the Miri? That, and we saw it in the Ravid yesterday also. So, what you have to say, but now everything starts to make more sense. The change in status that you could say that they're goyim, like, in other words, this is how I see it. Let's say you come, you want to be a ger, and I'm not sure if you're sincere or not. Now, so what we assume always is that since I can't read your mind, I'm not sure if that's called Varnsha Belev, Kabbalah, maybe. But let's say it's clear. I'm not sure about your sincerity. I'm not sure. There's no Varnsha Belev. Varnsha Belev means if you do a certain act, you go to the mikveh, let's say. So you say, I don't really want to be a Jew, so that's Varnsha Belev in Dvarim. But now we're talking about the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We're talking about their willingness to be a Jew. Now, someone comes to me, I don't know. So you'd say, so let's say I decide to accept him, but I put him on hold. There's a concept like with a telephone. You put someone on hold. And you wait and see. So I think that it was a conditional Kabbalah. What happened is that they accepted them as Gerim. And they looked at them as Gerim, and that's what the Rebbe says, they're Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs. But as far as we're concerned, they're Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs. We can't read their minds. We saw enough, even if Geri Arayos, we saw enough to accept them. We saw enough to accept them. But we knew right away it would be conditional. We knew they were still worshipping Abu Zara. I tell you, like, they couldn't tear themselves away from their, from what they were used to.
But if that's the case, why accept them to begin with?
I don't know why. Why they were accepted, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, why they were accepted. But I do think but it makes sense to me what the shaila is. You know, it makes sense to me that you can accept someone, and now it's conditional. You wait and see. You put them on hold. So while they're on hold, they're mechuyev in mitzvahs. And now, you can go through different historical periods. Let's say, according to the Mount Yom Geri Emesheim, so that means there was a certain tekufa of time when there was a hachlota, you know, they taka a geri. So while they're on hold, that's Rashi's chiddush, but it's logical to me now. While they're in a matzav of hold, so they're going to be mechuyev in mitzvahs, but we're not going to intermarry with them. No, it's the din of a ger on hold, I'll call him. He's a ger on hold. The din of a ger on hold is that he's mechuyev in mitzvahs. Maybe even machmas something, I don't know. A ger on hold is mechuyev in mitzvahs, and you're not going to marry him. That makes perfect sense to me. You're not going to marry him because he's on hold. So that's how these two shlovim of the Ravid and of the Miri exist. Because they're looking at a ger on hold, and a ger on hold is a ger legabe tariag mitzvahs. But you know, there's an iser chasnus. Then, like, history marches on, and according to the Mount Yom Geri Emes, I guess there was a hachlot of Bezdin. Bezdin looked at them and said, you know, very nice people. They seem to be sincere. They seem to be good. We're going to make them into full-fledged Jews. And now you can marry them, Gary Emerson. So, but now I understand, but they never took off that they're on hold. In other words, they were convinced of their sincerity, but not that much that there was a hechlet. Okay, you're in, you're part of the tribe. They kept them on hold. In other words, the first tekufa was Gary Arroyos and they're on hold. You know, I'm trying to explain in one fell swoop the Ravid and Miri Shita, Rashi Shita, because it answers Rashi from Tosfos Kashas.
But is there such,
what?
Is there such a concept?
Right, so I'm saying Rashi holds like the Miri. Rashi holds like the Miri and the Raivin. We have Shitas Miri and Raivin, that you have this middle Shlav, where you're accepted as a Jew and you're Mechuyiv in mitzvahs, but there's an Issa Chasnus.
With the other restrictions.
What?
With the other restrictions, for example, Eidos, other
things we're not. L'chayra not. According to the Miri, at least. Miri says you're Mechuyiv in mitzvahs, it's only an Issa Chasnus. So, but then I could see, like I see the picture now, and the yesod is you're on hold. You're on hold, and that's a legal status. It's not just you're on hold that we don't know, and we're going to wait and see. So we're going to find out, Igloi Musulam Afreya. But being on hold is a legal status. I'll say that I'm wrong. So I have a makor of a Gemara, that being on hold is a legal status. I can't go in without going into it.
Right,
it's much too complicated, but I just want to tell you a Metzius. If a man dies and he has a wife and there's a brother, Yavama, and she's Mu'uberes, so it's Mavur in the beginning of Acholetz, the fourth parent in Yavamas, that the same situation exists. She's on hold until we find out if the Vlad she's carrying is a Vlad Shel Kayama or not. I know what we say. We're waiting. We're adopting a wait and see attitude. So, according to the Magen Gary Emes, I'm saying Gary Emes means you can now marry into them. We're convinced enough that they're okay that we could put down this barrier and we can marry them. But they were still always on hold. That's what enabled Chachamim when they founded the Musiona to say that they're goyim.
So
not,
they
not
can
Israel
actually
Mumer.
Be on hold and still be Gerim Emes?
They were. According to the Bandi Yom, Gerim Emes, Tosfos holds. I'm saying even after Gerim Emes, they're on hold.
Because according to a little bit of what we've learned before, Gerim Emes takes you off of hold.
No, so I'm saying not. It doesn't. It says Gerim Emes, and we're so convinced that we'll allow you to intermarry. But you'll still be on hold. Till when? I don't know till when. But you see what happened? They founded the Musiona,
yeah.
And they said, okay, you guys are goyim.
Okay,
goyim.
So when they said that, was that retroactive? Afraid. What about the children in between?
It seems to me the children, to me it's positive, the children in between are okay. Because when you're in the matzav of hold, then you're static. What I'm being mechadish, and the mechadish is that the status of hold is a legal status. So during that status, they're Jews. We accept them as Jews. Yeah. The truth is, now I understand, even if I don't say the Miri's Chiddush, and I don't use the Miri for Rashi, if I'll forget the Miri and Rashi and the Raivin, and I'll just learn the simple way to learn in Geri Arroyos, that they weren't Gerim, just like I'm saying a crazy thing, that if you hold Gary Emes, they're on hold. So I could say if you hold Gary Arroyos, they're also on hold. Even if they don't, in other words, right now we're not accepting them at all. But and I think it would answer all the kashas on Rashi too. Because you could say while they're in hold, we treat them nicely. We don't want to be merachik them. So they can get knas if someone violates them. Or the other kashas of Tosfos. I see that as a possibility now. Once I understand the concept that when you're on hold, that's a legal status, I could play around with it a lot. I could say that explains the Miri Shita Bechlau, that on hold you have a din of a yid, but there's an Issa Chasnus. I could learn you're not a yid, we won't consider you a Jew at all. But for selected things, we will. And that'll answer Tosfos Kashas on Rashi without saying that Rashi held like the Miri. We'll give you knas, we'll give you other things, because we're not sure. We're not sure. It's not a rejection. This answers Rus, of course. This is the pshat, Rus and Orpo.
So according to this, if you're not taken off hold and you still declared a game of MS, what takes you off hold?
A Bezdin at some point in history decides. You see, when they founded the Musiono, they went off. They took them off hold.
Do we do this with Gerim nowadays?
I wonder if you could do that.
Why don't we do that?
Because we're busy fighting about that.
Before the fighting.
This is the most common problem of Gairis.
Yeah.
The Magayar people, they keep mitzvahs for a year or two, then they don't really keep it though. You have neighbors being made. This is what happens, you know, that people want to marry their daughters, and they find out they were always Machal Shabbos. They never really kept Shabbos, and it starts a whole mess. That's what. You're living current events. They just passed someone's hundreds of gerim. They passed from Drukman.
Russia?
Drukman, Chaim Drukman.
Oh, the rabbi in the States.
Here. They passed hundreds of gerim that he made. He said they were never Chaim mitzvahs. It's a problem. It's a problem. And sometimes the tragedy is that sometimes the thing crops up 20 years later. So that would go around with the Mamzerim and the whole thing. So now that we Mechadish this business about that being on hold is a legal status. Oh, so Rus, that's what I wanted to say. Because on one end you see in Chazal that they married Noshim Nochrios. They were taken to task. The sons of Elimelech. Right? On the other hand, how do they do that? I'm convinced that when they married them, it was like this. It was like they're on hold. Then at the end, Rus Takas saw that she became good, and she was good. And Arpah, no one said Arpah's the Yisrael Mumer. No one chased after Arpah and said, we're going to punish you for doing Avodah Zarah. Arpah then, it became clear that she's not. So that's okay. That answers, you can have that. I'm telling you, I have a precedent in Yevamah. I hope it's a wonderful precedent. That a Yevamah, a Muberes Yevamah, has her own legal status of being on hold. This is the only way I can understand the Demusiona business. And all of a sudden, after Gary Amos and after everything, you clap your fingers, they become Goyim.
Can you better have it from that time?
Yeah. But what about the children of before? They were good because they had their own legal. I don't have to say become a Lavan Mafreya. I can say that being on hold is his own legal status.
So the are the
so like by Yavama, you learn out the din of Yavama. I'll show you. Let's say he has Bia with the Yavama that's Mubaris, and it turns out the kids of the kids of Ben Kayoma, it's Taku Karas. But if the kid turns out the Uber, but if he turns out to be a Nathel, so then that Bia is no good. That Bia is not Chorus, but it turns out she's Mechuyev and Yibam. Because the kid was a Nathel, right? He's a miscarriage. So there's no children, so she's Mechuyev and Yibam. But that Bia you had to know when she was Mubaris is not Kainaha. Because then she was Mufka from being a Siabeh. So one of Shof, it should be Yisrael Shasach, it should be Karas. Territory, she's on hold. A woman that's Muberes, she's a Yavama, she's on hold. So on hold does not carry the Chi of Karas, but you can't be kind of her as a Yavama either. Because you're on hold, you're waiting and seeing. And that Gufa is a status.
So I think.
Yeah, exactly. Who said that? Precisely. That's exactly the point. Rather than say it's a suffix and we're going to be provided a suffix, you say, it's like, I don't want to use the word conditional, because conditional, but then it's a wait and see attitude. So meanwhile, you're okay, and we'll accept you. Like, no one's going to go back and say, like, and then when they found the Demusiona, they didn't go back and do a search, who married them.
But the children, in the meantime, between that entry, they're not on hold, or they are on hold?
No, it depends what the parents are. The parents were on hold, but we accepted them as yid. You don't have to go back. Let's say they were moitzi you in Kiddush. You don't have to say, oh boy, I wasn't yoitzi Kiddush. You were yoitzi Kiddush all the years. The children have their status. What? No, I'm not saying Gary Arroyos means on hold, or Gary... Arroyos means on hold. The Kusim were on hold. What I'm trying, what I want to speak to is even if the old Gary Emerson, they still were on hold. I know. It's the only way I can understand. It's the only way I can understand the Demusion of Gemara. What are you going to do? Right? They should have given them skila, not said goodbye, Charlie, go home.
I
would love it.
From a Tosfos in the Dorim.
Yeah.
He did. When he's Nisha on Hakama, he does not fire up. Even though we said like Kedusha is okay, the Mafreya, the Mice, we see that in the meantime, that Hafara was taken away. In other words, something.
Here's why I can't agree.
The
reason I can't agree is because to say you're on hold, that has to be a certain reality. So if a guy comes and he says, you know, I'm becoming a Ger, and we're not, we know that it's only the future that's going to. He doesn't know himself, probably. Like when you gave him a lie detector test, he also doesn't know where he's holding. Like, we know this will only be clarified in the future. So then you say, oh, okay, that's a matter of being on hold. But when you make a come on and then there's a finality to that. The fact that you might be shoyel on the hakoma, I don't think there's enough of a reason to say now it's on hold. Because now there's a finality. You could be mechadish something.